Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Everybody, it has been your most read story on the Bloomberg in the past 8 hours. No surprise, because we're talking about the monthly jobs report. It is one of the most watched U.S. economic reports every month. Let's break it down. Let's get an economist's perspective as well as a market perspective. Here with us is Andrew Chamberlain, chief economist at the jobs and recruiting website Glassdoor, on the phone from San Francisco. Also with us with a market perspective, Willie Delwich, back with us, managing director and investment strategist at Baird, on the phone in Milwaukee. Dr. Chamberlain, let me start with you. Those numbers, they were strong.
Yeah, I mean, the economy continues its remarkable summer growth spurt in July. We added more than 200,000 jobs. The unemployment rate ticked down. Even the labor force participation rate rose. So it's pretty hard to find any bad news in today's jobs report other than the sluggish wage growth.
Again,
indeed. So this is consistent with what we see at Glassdoor's data for salaries. In our data, we've seen pay growth really sluggish, and actually the rate falling over the last 6 months to only about 1.2% year over year. In the BLS report, it was a 2.5% pay growth year over year. That's pretty slow. In normal times like this, it should be 3 or 4%.
Willie Delwich, come on in on the conversation. You're looking at the economic news, some analysis. What does it mean maybe for companies going forward? What does it mean for the economy going forward? What do the numbers tell you?
Well, it tells me that even though the general tone of the data in the first half of the year was a little bit disappointing, the U.S. economy is in fine shape. We're adding jobs at about the same rate as we saw last year, probably good enough for a pickup in growth in the second half of the year, and that provides, I think, a tailwind for U.S. stocks as we look at the second half of the year.
Is it different from what you were thinking before you saw this report, or is it just kind of more of the same, Willie?
No, I think it's very much more the same. And you see that in the reaction in the market today. Mm-hmm. Stocks are really little changed. You know, some comments I've seen today are pretty disappointing in terms of market reaction, kind of non-farm payrolls Friday. It's a kind of a ho-hum report in that respect. One area that we have seen some movement today is the dollar has rallied. Mm-hmm. And with that, we've seen bond yields tick up a bit as well.
Dr. Chamberlain, talk to us a little bit about some of what you're seeing on your site. And I'm curious if you know, you're not surprised about the lack of wage growth, because you say it kind of mirrors what you're seeing at Glassdoor. Why is it that we can't get wages moving?
Well, there's no one single explanation for why wages are going slow. Some of it is a compositional effect. It has to do with the kinds of jobs that we're creating today. So the industry that added the most jobs among sectors in July was leisure and hospitality. There was like 53,000 food service jobs added. So when you're adding jobs at relatively low pay, that pulls down the average pay. Another factor is weak productivity growth. If mm-hmm. productivity is only growing at 1 or 2% per year, wages are never going to grow much faster than that. And then finally, you have demographics happening where you have baby boomers that they're in their peak earning years retiring, leaving the labor force, they're being replaced by young people who are just getting started earning a lower pay. So the combination of all those factors, I think, explains the weak pay growth. And in my opinion, you know, unless paychecks start to pick up, you're not going to see robust consumer spending that makes up, you know, 2/3 of GDP growth.
Willie, in terms of moving the needle on economic growth, it does either have to be increased productivity or you have to increase the size of your workforce. Do you see anything coming out of the administration that might impact either of those?
Well, there's been a lot of promises. Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. Yeah. Willie, why don't you take that one first?
Yeah, I was just going to say, at this point, I think it doesn't pay to try to form expectations around what might happen in terms of the anything coming out of the administration. I would say, just in terms of productivity, we have been at this point in the past. You know, in the 70s, super low productivity growth, and out of nowhere, we saw a reemergence of that. I think getting more skilled workers into the U.S. would help with that. Would offset some of the
right.
Some of the slow demographic issues that we're facing.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.